This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the Big Show.
It is the Wendy's Big Show, the award-winning Wendy's Big Show, heard statewide across the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Maybe not the most beautiful of days today in Wisconsin. Lots of cold snow. That storm that's moving from west to east has finally hit here in Wisconsin. And at least here in southeastern Wisconsin, it's pretty cold. We got some snow coming down. But still, a beautiful state is our great state of Wisconsin. I am Dan Plucker, filling in the chair for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Gary Ellerson, former Packer and Badger running back, with me as well. Leroy Butler will be joining us very shortly. Toby Altizer, other side of the glass, and Sam Schmitz will be joining us on the other side of the glass later on in the show as well. Got a great show lined up for you today. And the Packers bye week, so it's a green and gold Monday without it really being a green and gold Monday, because the Packers did not play yesterday, but the rest of the NFL did. A lot of other teams in the NFL did. We'll kind of get to a lot of those games later on in the show. And also, we have learned where the Wisconsin Badgers will be playing and in what bowl, along with all of the other teams in the Big Ten. We have a new Big Ten champion for the first time in Big Ten, or at least in their history of the Big Ten, winning the Big Ten championship game.
Well, the new Big Ten.
Obviously, they have a couple of them.
Right, they got Big Ten.
You know, 43, something like that.
Don't
but
serve them short.
I know, in the Big Ten championship game. The new Big Ten. We have a new Big Ten winner. We'll kind of get into all that stuff later on in the show as well. But first, we do want to get into some Packers talk, maybe some Super Bowl talk. But right now, we got to get into this, because I was on the air locally in Milwaukee for our toy drive on Friday from midnight to 3 a.m. And somebody called in at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and said that, you know, he was really impressed with the Packers draft so far. We had just been evaluating the Packers 2015 draft, which was awful. That was the Demarius Randall draft. Jake Ryan, the linebacker, was in that. Brett Hundley was another player in that draft. And it was one of the worst drafts that I've ever looked at. It was so bad. And then a couple years later is when Brian Gutekunst took over and started to make some good moves. You know, Elgton Jenkins, Jaire Alexander, all these other dudes that were drafted and brought in. And it really resonated with this caller, who also praised the signings of Za'Darius and Preston and Adrian Amos and bringing in these different guys and kind of doing things a different way than what Green Bay had been doing under Ted Thompson, bringing in these big free agents, doing these different things. And now he finished his call by saying, honestly, I don't know if I could name three better GMs in the NFL right now than Brian Gutekunst. And moving on from that, over the weekend, I was reading a couple articles, different places, and on The Athletic, they had a story about the top GMs in the NFL, but they classified it by how many years they've been in the league. So for people that have been in their place of GM for 10 years or more, they have Bill Belichick from New England. That's pretty apparent. Kevin Colbert from the Steelers, John Schneider from the Seahawks. And then you continue to move down this list because Brian Gutekunst has been with the organization for a while, has not been in the position of GM for the longest time. So they classify him in the 3 to 4 year ranking. So they did it by year, Gary, and by year, in the 3 to 4 years that he's been in GM, he is ranked as the number three GM behind Brett Veach from Kansas City, who obviously won that Super Bowl, and Eric DaCosta, who was number one in GMs that have been placed for 3 to 4 years, according to Mike Sando of The Athletic. And he did this all by win percentage. So the Baltimore Ravens have won 78% of their games. They're 33-10. Kansas City is 55-20. And then the Packers are 41-18 in the Brian Gutekunst era. So that kind of spearheaded all of this, where now we're asking you at 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, as me, Dan Plucker, and Gary Ellerson are hanging out with you on a Monday. Is Brian Gutekunst a top three GM in the NFL? Or where do you rank Brian Gutekunst if he's not? That's kind of where we're going.
Well, this is going on. So this article is going on the history of Brian Gutekunst. Does it go into the Ted Thompson era?
It does not. It does not include the Ted Thompson.
So this is just Brian as the GM of the Packers.
Correct.
Over the last, what is, how long has he been a GM?
3-4 years.
That's all it is?
Yeah, I believe it's 4 years.
So is he a top three over the last 3-4 years?
That's what they're saying here.
But you're asking me that too, though.
I'm asking you that. I'm also asking you that overall.
Yeah.
So overall in the league, is he better than the John Schneiders, the Bill Belichicks of the world? Because those two have to be up there for sure. And then,
does it say who's in front of him in that article?
In the article, for the GMs that have been in place for 3 to 4 years,
yeah.
Baltimore Ravens, Eric DaCosta. He did not draft Jackson.
Okay.
And Brett Veach from Kansas City, who did not draft Patrick Mahomes. But both of them have higher winning percentages than the Packers in their times as GMs, and the Chiefs won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. What's your question again?
Is Brian Gutekunst a top three GM in the NFL, Gary Ellerson?
See, I think a lot of this stuff gets watered down because of the Aaron Rodgers effect. And I think all these guys, fair or unfair, are going to be judged. Well, all of these guys, which means that all of the Packers people like Matt LaFleur, Brian Gutekunst, I think all these guys are going to be judged after Rodgers leaves, because everybody puts the weight on Rodgers. I mean, I think most people feel that Rodgers, and we had this, most people feel that Rodgers can win with any coach. Most people feel that Rodgers can win with any players. Like, I mean, people don't think that. Now, I think people think Devontae Adams is good. But I think outside of that, people don't think that. But people think Rodgers made Tonyan. People think that Rodgers maybe makes Aaron Jones, maybe makes A.J. Dillon, maybe makes the offensive line look better. I think a lot of people probably think that Rodgers is the reason why Bakhtiari is a Pro Bowler. People think the reason why Elgton Jenkins is so good because of Aaron Rodgers, why he's a Pro Bowler. I think most certainly people think that this team is good because of Rodgers. People think there's a Darius Smith, or people think that who's our cat from Michigan, the outside linebacker?
Rashawn Gary
is good because of Aaron Rodgers. I can go to defense. People think that Kenny Clark is good because of Aaron Rodgers. Isn't that crazy? I'm talking defensive side.
Right.
So I don't know if any of these guys would get a fair judgment until Rodgers leave. But I think now as I start – if you start naming names, though, Pluck, yeah. I mean, look at the players. Now, I named – he didn't get Devontae, but if you look at Rashawn Gary right now, defensively, and Jaire Alexander defensively, they're their two best players. Kenny Clark. Yeah. Who drafted Kenny Clark?
That would be Ted Thompson.
That's Ted. Okay.
Yep.
And you have to throw him in there too. But if you look at Elgton Jenkins, was that Ted as well?
Elgton Jenkins was.
Because now we get into players. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Elgton Jenkins was Ted.
Yeah. Was that Ted as well? Yeah. So you start just trying to get into some of his draft picks. Now, if you look at the bookends that he brought in Preston Smith. He brought in Zadarius. He brought in Amos.
No, I'm sorry. Elgton Jenkins was Gutekunst.
Was that a Gutekunst
draft? Yeah, that was a Gutekunst draft.
Okay. So if you start looking at some of these players and looking at who they have, he's just about hit on a lot of guys.
He's hit on a lot of guys.
Let's... I mean, like, at a high level, though, guys. Not just a guys. But real Pro Bowl level guy.
Yeah, let's go through them. So his first through some of them. His first draft, I think he did it with maybe Ted Thompson there too. But they were both kind of in the position. I think he took the majority of it. Jaire Alexander was his first pick.
Yeah.
He also had MVS and Equanimeous St. Brown. Those guys all still with the team.
They missed on Jamon Moore though.
Jamon Moore, Josh Jackson was in that draft as well. Oren Burks still here is there.
Burks now looks a lot better than he's ever looked in a Packer uniform under Joe Barry.
No doubt. And then you move to the year after, 2019, Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins, all three starters right now. Kingsley Keke, another player on this team, still with the team. Ty Summers as well. Missed on Jay Sternberger and Kadar Holman. But still, that's not any top picks that they missed. They've hit every single top pick still. Then 2020, last year's draft, Jordan Love still up to debate. A.J. Dillon, who's obviously a hit. Josiah DeGuara, who's looking better. Runyon, who's a starter. We just talked about the 2020 draft last week. Vernon Scott, another player in there. Maybe a couple misses here and there. And then this season, Eric Stokes, who's looking like he's going to be pretty good.
He's going to be there for a minute.
Josh Myers, when he's been healthy this year, he's played well. Amari Rodgers, the jury's still out. Royce Newman's a starter. T.J. Slayton's in there as well. A lot of these dudes still up for debate, but at least
but those guys are playing.
It's looking positive. So
I mean, you talk about draft picks from this year, guys that are rookies. I mean, those guys are contributing. They're playing.
No doubt. And so you look at it, and that's a major portion of what this team is right now.
Right.
Jaire, Elgton Jenkins, Rashawn Gary. Like, these are dudes that are top five on either side of the ball for the Packers.
Right.
Like, what he's done there has, and in the draft, has certainly been a difference maker. Mm-hmm. What say you at 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line? Is Brian Gutekunst a top three GM in the NFL? And there's a lot that goes into GMs. It's not just the drafts. We'll get into some free agency decisions that Brian Gutekunst has made and some guys he's decided to let go on top of, you know, the whole debacle of this summer with Aaron Rodgers. How does that play into this? Do you think Brian Gutekunst is a top three GM in the NFL? And if not, where does he rank in your eyes? 855-830-8648. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show. More coming up next. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And the Bucks playing the Cavs tonight. So if they win tonight, head tomorrow to Wendy's to get that free Frosty. It's Dan Plucker, Gary Ellerson hanging out on the Wendy's Big Show here on the Big Show Radio Network. And we're talking about Brian Gutekunst, who some people are thinking, you know, he's done a great job, brought in a lot of talented players, drafted really strongly. We went over that in the last segment of the show. And now we're sitting here and we're asking, could Brian Gutekunst be one of the top three GMs in the NFL? 855-830-8648 to join us on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Some people tweeting in at Big Show Network. Rhino tweets and says, Goody is 1,000% a top three GM, if not the best right now in the NFL. Without the moves he made, there is a 0% chance this team would be 9-3 and in contention to win it all. Wisconsin Bobby says, Jordan Love was such a bad decision that it invalidates many of the great ones that he has made. Mike says he needs a Super Bowl appearance to validate, but can't argue how successful the Packers have been under his watch. So a lot of people, you know, different perspectives on this thing. And I think there's been so much controversy, so many things that he has done, both good and a little bit of bad, that maybe some people consider the bad to take over the good that he's done, Gary. Some people thinking that Jordan Love pick and everything that transpired since then kind of takes him out of that conversation, despite how good the Packers have been in his tenure so far.
And those are Aaron Rodgers lovers. They're not looking at the big picture because Jordan Love hadn't done anything yet. So that grade is probably incomplete or it's not even there. So there's nothing to see there as of yet. If he proves out to be nothing, then there's a grade. But right now, as I say, it's a, for me, the Jordan Love is an incomplete grade. Most people thought, I was surprised about the A.J. Dillon pick when they did it, but I understand why they did it. But most people thought, well, you should have went and got a weapon for Aaron Rodgers. What they did, A.J. Dillon is the weapon. I mean, if he keeps playing like this, he's an ascending running back. And could be a pro bowler that helps this offense,
sure.
That helps Aaron Rodgers, if Rodgers wants to give him the football. So for me, I see the Jordan Love pick as a pick that you really cannot grade. And for me, and most people feel different than I am, but for me, I think it's an incomplete grade on Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Read that text. Read it to me. What the guy said again? Just one more time.
Yeah, let me pull it back.
Pull it back. I just want to make sure I heard it right.
He said, Jordan Love was such a bad decision that it invalidates many of the great ones that Brian Gutekunst
see, that's an Aaron Rodgers lover.
That's an Aaron Rodgers lover in your eyes.
In my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and everybody's different, but I don't see it that way.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Gary. I mean, we've seen one start out of Jordan Love. I don't think you can tear down everything that Brian Gutekunst has done because of one start from a backup quarterback. At the same time, it did cause the whole debacle. It's the main cause. I mean, people will say it's different things. No, the main reason Aaron Rodgers went on his little diatribe this offseason was because of Jordan Love.
Right.
Because he was feeling that pressure from Jordan Love.
Yeah.
He'll tell you different things.
Right.
Maybe other people will tell you different things. I don't buy any of it. If Jordan Love was not drafted, Aaron Rodgers does not do what he did this offseason. He just doesn't. And does maybe part of that go on Brian Gutekunst's shoulders? Maybe. But overall, what he has done in making this a Super Bowl caliber team over the course of his time as the GM, it's been extremely impressive. Is he a top three GM? Maybe I'm not ready to go there, but he's top.
Maybe I'm not
he's
ready to
top. He's probably top
five
top
for
five.
Sure.
He's probably top five
in the last four years.
Yeah,
okay.
No doubt. 855-830-8648 to join us on the Van Horn Direct toll free talk line. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Mark in Sheboygan did just that, and he is on the Big Show with Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson. Mark, what you got for me today?
Not much, other than Goody's been pretty good if you actually look at his draft, but I think he's going to be judged most on this offseason because he's got the biggest decisions he's got to make, and one is you can't let Rodgers walk. So then B, what's up with Jordan Love? We signed Rodgers to 5 years, now we put Love on the bench for, 7 years total, and we expect him to go in and be good. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. That's not going to cut it. So he needs to salvage the Jordan Love pick to justify it, and he's got some big decisions to do this offseason with Devontae Adams and the Smith brothers. You got Jair coming up, so I would say the jury's not out yet on Goody. He's doing a very, very good job. If you look at the draft, you cannot argue that at all, but this offseason and the Jordan Love pick, I think, is going to justify his career. And the follow-up, I really don't think Rodgers is mad at Jordan Love. I think he's sick and tired of the front office not going and taking care of what needs to be taken care of.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, Mark. Let me ask you this. Why do we have to try to look ahead with Goody and just only look at the job that he's done right now to solidify what he means to you? And I get it. There are big decisions needs to be made this offseason. We'll get to that when we get – let's go ahead and try to win a Super Bowl first, right? That should be first and foremost in your mind. Let's get this season in it, get to a Super Bowl. Because if Goody wins the Super Bowl – you didn't even mention this – because if Goody wins the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, that means all the work that they did – because Aaron Rodgers wasn't coming back, right? Or at least that's what we thought. You made that work some sort of way, and then they go win a Super Bowl. That will now put Goody in a whole nother area as far as GMs in the NFL.
Right, but do you also think Goody would have been aggressive as he would in free agency if Roger wouldn't have thrown his little tantrum?
How about this? Not even say, do you think Aaron Rodgers would have been as good as he was had it not been for them drafting Jordan Love?
I think it definitely inspired him.
See, I'm not even going to go there, but I think it goes both ways. If you say that about Goody, then you have to say that about Aaron Rodgers.
My personal opinion is Matt LaFleur gets no credit for everything he's dealt with on both sides, and that's the guy that needs most of the credit. But
you're right, Mark.
I don't think you can put Jordan on the Love if you're going to extend Aaron Rodgers for 7 years, and then that becomes a completely wasted pick where – you need to go get us something. Maybe it's a big-time kicker right now or a linebacker or a D-line. What's that?
When do we need to get the kicker?
And
the linebacker. When do we need
to? You know, you're going to have to justify that with something. Even if it's
No, I'm asking. You said we need a kicker and a linebacker. When do you want them to get the kicker and the linebacker?
Are you saying you want them to do that during this season or after this season when they need to make those changes?
You're going to have to justify the Jordan Love pick by getting something back somewhat respectable in return. You're not going to get the max back for Jordan Love. I mean, if you can get a second-round pick back for Jordan Love this year, you jump on that. I mean,
well, you're not going to do that this year. You're going to play it out this year. You're going to go to the Super Bowl if they get there. That's what they're looking at this year.
Well,
they're not looking.
Deadline and all that's over with for the year.
Right. Yeah. So what are you talking about?
This offseason, before the draft, during the draft.
So I now mean, you're talking about this offseason. You're not right. talking about the job he's done up until.
I'm saying he needs to justify the Jordan Love pick, and then I think, you know, the rest is history on how good he is. I mean, the guy drafts better than who are you going to say he drafts better than him?
Yeah, I don't know if there's much. Thanks for the call, Mark. And it brings up a good point. Like, it's interesting because so many people do want to continue to look forward. I think Green Bay has been blessed with such great GMs over the course of history that have been here for a long time. Ron Wolf, Ted Thompson, some of these guys that for almost a decade were the GM of the Green Bay Packers. That's relatively rare. That's not a common thing whatsoever. And so to have Gutekunst be really strong, be a great GM for 3 to 4 years, it's a positive thing for a lot of people, but they want to see even more. They expect to see these longer tenures for the general manager position before they can actually grade how good the person is. I think it's somewhat flawed, but at the same time, it's respectable because it's what fans are used to. Let's get back out to the phone. Sam in West Bend, you're on the Big Show Radio Network. Sam, give us your thoughts. Is Goody a top three GM?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt, he's a top three. Gary's exactly right what he just brought up. You're asking the question now. You're not asking me the question 6 months from now or a year from now. You're asking me the question now. Is he a top three? He is without a doubt. And I'll go even a step further, guys. I'll give him the top three on one off-season acquisition he made that people seem to glaze over like, man, no big deal that he found this guy. This one guy, in my opinion, has solidified this defense and turned this defense into something different than I've seen. I don't know the last time I saw a Packer defense like this, because even good Packer defenses of the past have been finesse defenses. They've been fast to the ball. They've been, you know, they quick you here and there. But this defense, because of this one pickup in the offseason, has made us a smash-mouth defense. You want to go for 4th and 1 in your own territory on us, L.A., and disrespect us because in the past it was a walkover. It don't work anymore on this defense. It just does not work anymore in this defense, and that's a Kid Campbell in the middle. That guy has given this defense an attitude, and it permeates throughout the whole defense. I could go to Douglas, that pickup. I could go to all the draft picks. But, Gary, I don't know, maybe you see it differently than me, but that man,
no.
Campbell, he is a man.
I don't
He is more
disagree.
Than a man. He has made this defense a defense with an attitude and a top, maybe the top defense in all football right now. Wait till those other guys get back.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you at all. Is this Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you at all. I think that's a great point. And right,
Thanks
and so what people are trying to do is try and discredit, if you will, if you want to, Goody, is that I need to see what happened with Jordan Love. We're not even talking about that. That to me, that pick is incomplete. I mean, we're talking about from what he's done when he got here to up until today. I mean, if you want to project out, the projection out as far as this football season is Super Bowl. Because whatever happened to Rodgers after the Super Bowl, to me, if you get one and win one, that goes to Brian Gutekunst.
Right.
Whatever happens, that's money in the bank. So if Rodgers decide to up and leave after this, that's on Rodgers. Because I know that they will not want Rodgers to leave if he were to win the Super Bowl. But that would be on Rodgers whether he would want to return here or not.
Mm-hmm. And to his point, I don't know if there is anybody in the NFL that is better at finding talent that nobody wants than Brian Gutekunst. Rasul Douglas, Chris Barnes was an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
Devondre Campbell. Now, that's three hits. Like, that's like monstrous hits.
Well, the Rasul Douglas is just ridiculous.
All three of them.
I know. I get you, all three of them. But the Rasul Douglas is ridiculous only because you got Campbell in camp, right?
Before the season.
Before the season
Same
started.
Thing with Chris Barnes.
You got Chris Barnes. He's now been on roster 2 years. Rasul Douglas basically is a guy you got off the street that has won you 2 games. That's over the top ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Not many GMs can do that. And not many players. Not many players
because,
can do
because
that.
What,
that has to go to
because what
Douglas
you're saying to
too.
Yourself, because what you're saying to yourself is OBJ should be having those kind of outcomes with the Rams because he was considered to be that kind of a player, like a difference maker right now. Mm-hmm. Rasul Douglas has been a difference maker for your team right now that's won 2 games for you. A guy off the streets, basically. I know he was on a practice squad
right.
And all that. But Goody went and got him.
Well, in 2 games against the Cardinals and the Rams. That can't be forgotten either. Those are the two of the best teams in the NFC. And with everybody being so fearful of the NFC West this season, Rasul Douglas has been a huge part of why the Packers are undefeated against the NFC West this year. So you have to give credit to Gutekunst for moves like that. And in and of itself, I think that pulling 3 starters off the street makes up for whatever might happen with Jordan Love. To a degree, at least for right now.
Well, no one's ever going to forgive them on the Jordan Love. So you might as well just get off.
Yeah,
that's not gonna happen.
Very fair.
You're gonna die out there by yourself.
855-830-8648.
I would. I get what
me,
you're
Dan
saying.
Dan Plunger and Gary Ellerson.
People are waiting for that deal to just fail so they can go, I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
But at some point, like we all do have to say it happened and we have to move on. Like, you can't just hang your heads on this forever. It's drafted. At some point, Jordan Love more than likely will be taking over for Aaron Rodgers, either good or bad. And so we have to move on from that one decision that was made. Nobody's career is defined on one decision. And I think that has to be remembered here. We do have to hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to Timmy in Dallas, Mike in Green Bay, Lewis on the north side. That's all next here on the Big Show Radio Network. Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson hanging out with you on a Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the award-winning Wendy's Big Show, and we are live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning and 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms at lakeland.edu. No Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today. Dan Plucker filling in the seat for him. Gary Ellerson with us right now, former Packer and Badger running back. Leroy Butler joining us shortly as well. Asking you, is Brian Gutekunst a top three GM in the NFL? 855-830-8648 on the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Timmy in Dallas dialed up that number, and he's rewarded with being on the Wendy's Big Show today. Timmy, what are your thoughts? Is Goody a top three GM?
Definitely. You all just went over all the free agents and street, free agents that he signed. And, Packers are always picking late in every round because of their record being good. And what Gutekunst has done has been incredible.
No doubt. And he's been an aggressive in pretty much every single draft that he's been in. Thanks for the call, Timmy. Every first round pick so far outside of Jordan Love has been a starter for the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. In my eyes, if you can go into an NFL draft and get two starters in your typically 7 picks and then maybe a backup or two in there, you have a pretty good draft. And he's done that every single year, it seems.
Agreed. But he's even doing better than that. He's getting Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
He's not getting you two starters. He's getting you Pro Bowlers.
Right.
He's getting you, like they do these red, blue chips, or yellow chips. I mean, he's getting you the cream of the crop. He's not – I mean, there are some guys that come in and fill in and be, players, but he's getting you Pro Bowl players, right? He's getting you borderline Hall of Fame-type players if they can put Pro Bowls together. That's what he's getting. I mean, Elgton Jenkins, had he not got hurt, he stringed together like 6-7 Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Those are now getting you close to being a Hall of Fame type player.
Mm-hmm. Rashawn Gary has been that good, at least over the last year and a half. Darnell Savage maybe even can put his name into that conversation.
He's not
Jair
there,
Alexander.
But I think he's a very – I think – well, no, Jair's different. But Savage, to me, is a very good player. I think still is ascending player. That's
agreed.
One of his drafts.
He's got some work to do, but that's one of the picks that is a starter right now. And Royce Newman, a 4th-round pick, he's been starting for the entirety of this season. If you can put together drafts where you bring in dudes like that, you're going to be one of the top GMs in the NFL. Let's go to Mike in Green Bay. He's now on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker and Gary Ellerson here with you. Mike, give us your thoughts. Happy Monday.
Well, happy Monday, guys. Mm-hmm. Good morning. I definitely think Goody is a top three GM. Besides the draft picks and the history that he has with bringing in free agents, just the handling of the Rodgers drama and everything going on, he's very just laid back. And, I agree with just about everybody that has called in, so there's not a lot I can add. But, people that are frustrated with Love and saying, oh my God, he's got to make up for that. It's like, make up for what? I mean, how much time has Love been on the field? I mean, do people remember the first couple games that Rodgers was there? And everybody felt the same way when Favre was leaving and they're like, oh my God, we drafted Aaron Rodgers. We've been spoiled as a team to be lucky to have great GMs that bring in great coaching staffs, that develop players that fit the schemes of our coaching staff. And, you know, based on the last few drafts that he's had, you know, you got, I think of the offensive line, the draft and the backups, and even the backups that we put on the practice squad and bring up, they're all ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have confidence that Nijman and all those guys, the way they've been playing in the scheme that the coaching staff puts together just makes it work for everybody. And Goody was part of bringing in Matt LaFleur from outside, mm-hmm. because a lot of people wanted Winston Moss. You know, even people wanted Elliot Wolf.
Yes, a lot of people wanted Elliot Wolf.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God, he's Ron Wolf's son, so it's automatic. And, you know, to all those people that think it's so great, you know, you can go buy a brand-new vehicle off the lot and you can drive down the street and it can quit. Does that mean it's a bad decision? No. Some things, you know, some things are meant to be and some aren't meant to be. That's why you have so many rounds of drafts and you're looking at so many people across the board that are free agents that come in and are going to fit your scheme in your locker room. So, thanks, guys.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for the call. And he brings up a great point because a lot of people want to discount Brian Gutekunst mm-hmm. for this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually give him a lot of credit. Like, I understand that Aaron Rodgers was not happy with the way things were being run in Green Bay and not happy. And this is what his words,
yes.
not happy with the way that the front office was dealing with players exiting and leaving mm-hmm. Green Bay. And
right.
now he felt, now I'm putting my words into it, now he felt that that was happening to him. And so he started to feel some sort of way about that. But from the
valid
reports
point, though.
From the reports that we heard, Aaron Rodgers was not wanting to come back to Green Bay at all. Brian Gutekunst worked out a deal with him, brought him back for at least another season this year. Who knows if that was even mm-hmm. in the mindset of Aaron Rodgers. He admitted he thought about retiring and that his days in Green Bay
right.
were done.
Right.
So Brian Gutekunst did something to at least convince him to do a last dance type of season mm-hmm. that we're sitting in right now. And he's put Aaron Rodgers in a good position
yeah.
this year
mm-hmm.
to win a Super Bowl if it truly is the last dance, despite a plethora of injuries, and he's found ways to fill in all of those holes. You have to give him credit for that. There's no doubt. Let's go out to Lewis on the north side. You're next on the Big Show. Lewis, give us your thoughts.
Fellas, I'm going to disagree.
That's okay.
Who's the best player on the Packers right now? Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, second best is probably Devontae Adams.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
He ain't draft either one of them.
Mm-hmm. And you can make a point third best, if healthy, would be Bakhtiari.
Didn't draft him either. Didn't draft him either. And it's a good chance that two of those three players, because of his decisions, won't be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A surefire Hall of Famer and pretty good receiver, probably going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Right? So, Gary, you agree with a caller said, hey, one move makes him top three GM. You said one move, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so one move can make him not top three.
Yes.
One move that this gentleman has made has caused 22 months of drama. with your first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, right?
Yes, yes.
So and we ain't been to no Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
But let me just say this, Lou, and we're not gonna cut you off. If you back up, Goody is getting heat for a lot of this stuff. Really, Rodgers is upset with Ted, and no one has said that. That's where it all came from.
Well, not really, because who made the pick?
Well, the Jordan Love pick, but also within that, there were players that were being let go that they didn't consult him on.
Understandable, but the straw that broke the camel's back, we all have to agree with.
Was the Jordan Love pick, no doubt.
Okay, so we can forget all about, you know, the other GM. The straw that broke the camel's back, he's in charge.
Correct.
And our Hall of Fame quarterback said, no, it was this decision. Y'all disrespected me. You know, I got the MVP. You disrespected me again. You know, so that enabled him to say, hey, why don't you come back? So the other guy, you're giving him credit for fixing a problem that he caused in the first place.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, but if he doesn't cause that problem, we probably have Aaron Rodgers, a surefire Hall of Famer for the next 2, 3, 4 years going forward. We probably have the best receiver in the game signed to a long-term deal after that. So based on those two things right there, how can this guy be possibly considered top three, top four, top five.
Because of the players that he has now put in and around Aaron Rodgers to keep the train moving.
Gary, you're a parent, I'm a parent. We both got, you know, older boys. If they do a whole bunch of things bad, you know, a whole bunch of things good, but they do that one bad thing, that can cancel out all the good that
No, they do. It doesn't define them.
Yeah, no. A grave mistake, like Brian's, and draft is moving up.
Yeah.
We all try to conflate the issues when we say, oh, it was the same thing with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, we know, fell to the Green Bay Packers. Brian Gutekunst made a jump to get Jordan Love.
Sure.
A direct disrespect to your Hall of Fame quarterback.
Sure.
Has caused us 24 months of drama.
Sure.
Like, we can't discount that.
Do you discount – let me just ask you this. We got to get to Greg real quick. Do you discount the years that Rodgers were having leading up to the Jordan Love pick, that those were Hall of Fame-type numbers that Rodgers was doing?
Of course those were Hall of Fame numbers.
Before Rodgers – I mean, they weren't Rodgers' numbers. So in their mind – and I'm not forgiving them anything – but in their mind, they thought Rodgers was slipping. They draft Jordan Love, and we see a different Rodgers. I think we all could see that.
Brian Gutekunst, it was his assumption that – Aaron Rodgers was slipping, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so he made a mistake, correct?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends on how you look at it.
No. We can go to eye test. You said his assumption was that Rodgers was slipping.
Right.
We all know that wasn't the case. He won the MVP. So he said, hey, my Hall of Fame quarterback is slipping. Let me move up and draft this quarterback.
Correct.
It was a mistake. We all know that. Then, when his Hall of Fame quarterback won the MVP, what happened? He disrespected him again, right? So it's a mistake. He's compounding his mistakes. And then
all right, Lewis.
Credit for fixing it.
Yep. Thanks for the
absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lou.
Yeah. And there's a lot to break down here in this
conversation.
A lot of layers to it, no doubt. But do you think Brian Gutekunst is a top three GM in the NFL, or are you on Lewis's side of things? More coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's knows a better breakfast starts with a better biscuit. That's why you can get a hot and buttery Wendy's breakfast biscuit with bacon or sausage, fresh cracked egg, and cheese for just a dollar. You can find that change in your car, I'm sure. Get your Wendy's Buck Biscuit Sandwich today, limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Only a minute or two here left in this hour of the Wendy's Big Show, but we'll keep this conversation rolling into the next hour. Asking you, is Brian Gutekunst a top three GM in the NFL? Lots of people have had plenty to say on this topic already, Gary, but I don't think either of us ever actually said, is Goody a top three GM? Your thoughts. You think he is?
I tell you at 1 o'clock.
You'll tell you.
Not 1 o'clock. I'm sorry. Should be doing. I tell you in the next hour.
In the next hour.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I think I mentioned it. I don't think he's quite top five. Yes, he's made mistakes in his tenure. I think everybody makes mistakes at their job, though. You've made mistakes at your job. I've certainly made mistakes here sitting in, filling in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer throughout different occasions. And when I'm behind the glass like our buddy Toby Altizer is doing right now. But you can still do so many positive and good things. Yeah, we'll get Toby's thoughts, too. We see Craig in Milwaukee, Ron in Rome. All of your calls, 2-855-830-8648, will be coming up back at the top of the hour. We'll get Toby's thoughts. Gary will give his, if he thinks that he is a top three GM. I say he's just outside of it, maybe 5-6, sitting somewhere in that range. We'll get your thoughts coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.